Your company builds toilets, correct?
Yeah, we like to say that we're water conservation experts, so that's really what we're about. We do water conservation systems. So we have like a whole bathroom kit, an ultra high efficiency water saving bathroom system that saves up to 40,000 gallons. You retrofit the toilet, the showerhead, and the faucet area. The flagship of that though is the Stealth Toilet, which is a patented 0.8 gallon per flush toilet. So it actually uses a patented vacuum system to actually give it all its power, and it uses about half the water of a traditional 1.6 toilet and 60% less water than a 5-gallon toilet.
Okay, and most people now have those 1.6 low flow toilets. So, the real comparison here was how much again?
Well, you can save 50% just on the toilet. So we're taking it down from 1.6 per flush down to 0.8 gallons.
Okay, and just for my own information here, if I were to buy one of these systems, how much would that cost me?
Well, right now it's retailing at the Home Depot for $149.
The whole system is $149?
Yep.
Okay, and then there's a $150 rebate, so it's $1?
Yeah, it's basically free.
Okay. Well, you got to pay the tax on it.
Yeah. Well, there's another rebate actually from the state as well. So what a lot of people have been doing is they take advantage of both rebates. Because there's actually a statewide toilet rebate in California as well to incentivize people to take action.
Okay, and so when we look at California's water shortage and we look at this particular system as a way to help address it, how much real dent could something like this possibly make?
Well, the average savings is about 40,000 gallons per household. So if you take, an average family of about 3 people, and you retrofit with this system, you can save up to 40,000 gallons. So if one in every 5 homes in California did that, you'd have enough water to fill the LA stadium 20 times. So it's pretty significant.
Okay. Yeah, I would say so. And so I'm wondering then is this your first such event? I've basically given away these toilets?
Yeah, I mean, this is the first time we've partnered with Home Depot. A lot of the utilities in the past have done like weekend events at like high schools and not-for-profits, but those events kind of ended about 5 or 6 years ago. So we got together with Home Depot and a lot of the utilities out in California and said, how can we make these events a reality again and get people these toilets and get people more aware that they need to conserve water? So we teamed up with Home Depot, Irvine Ranch Water District, and we put these little parking lot events together so people that, would normally be going to the Home Depot can take advantage, and we've also advertised to the water customers as well through their water bill.
Okay, and is this this promotion, is it only available at this one Irvine Home Depot, or could any consumer in California go to their local Home Depot and buy one of these toilets for $150 and get $149 rebate?
Yeah, so this event that we're holding is just in Irvine. It's going to be on Irvine Boulevard, the store in Irvine Boulevard, but you're right, they can go to any store in the state of California and buy this toilet. The only difference would be the rebate. They'd have to check with their local water utility because some utilities offer $150 and some offer nothing. So it's really up to the service area that you're in. But the good thing, like I mentioned before, is that the state still has a $100 rebate for toilets that's active. So at least you can get $100 off.
Okay, so let me just make sure I've got this straight then as far as the Irvine event goes. If I lived in Irvine and I went to this event and I bought the toilet for $149, got a $150 rebate, so basically you're paying me $1 to take the toilet, and then I could get another $100 rebate from the state, so basically I would be paid $101 to put this toilet in my home?
Yeah, it sounds crazy, but I mean, California's in dire straits here with this drought, and you know, a lot of these rebates are actually calculated by the utility based on what their operating cost savings would be. So it's actually, you know, believe it or not, in their best interest to incentivize you to take action. Because there's only so much water to go around, and even with, you know, El Nino and all the coming rains, it's not going to be enough to recharge the groundwater aquifers. So they're, you know, they need to make a difference. And there was a program that was pretty successful where they had rebates to remove turf. And believe it or not, the savings from that is about a tenth of what it is to install these toilet systems.
I guess, and do you happen to know offhand what an average water bill would look like, how much you would save on average each year money-wise by putting this toilet in on your water bill?
Yeah, so it varies, again, from city to city. I mean, some cities, but, you know, usually you're paying water and sewer charges, so the combined can be anywhere from, on the low side, maybe $4 per 1,000 gallons, on the high side to about $12 or $15 per 1,000 gallons. So if you're saving 40,000 gallons, you know, you can save anywhere from $75 up to a couple hundred dollars per year on your water bill. And we've seen those savings not only in California but across the country. People really can put a dent in their water bill. Because one of the things with a toilet, you know, it uses 27% of the indoor water usage, but then there's another typically 12 to 15% of your water usage in your home that goes towards leaks. And a lot of studies have identified that the toilet's about 90% of that. You know, most people have that running, you know, toilet in the night, or they have to jiggle the handle and they don't quite realize, you know, what's causing it, or it's not enough of a nuisance to really get a plumber out there. But that can, that little leak can fill up a whole swimming pool in about a year's time. So it's tremendous.
That is. And so I'm wondering, finally, do you happen to know offhand about what a plumber would charge to put one of these toilets into somebody's house?
Yeah, again, that varies. I mean, the good thing is that Home Depot has a service, an at-home services division. So anybody that goes to Home Depot can usually get the toilet installed for about $99, which is pretty inexpensive. And I think the way they do that is just through their sheer volume and negotiating power, they're able to get that price down for the consumer. You know, a typical plumber, though, could maybe charge $150 to $200, but again,
okay,
you know, all in.
If somebody went with the Home Depot option, do you also happen to know if they take away the old toilet, too?
If it's installed, they will.
Okay, excellent. And so, wow, so, I mean, really, if you look at it, if Home Depot's doing it for, you know, say, $100, and you're getting that $100 rebate on top of getting the toilet for free because you got the $150 rebate. I mean, it's really free out the door when you think about it.
Yeah, and we've seen tremendous results. I mean, we did our first event last weekend in another Irvine store, and we had a goal to, you know, we always set a water savings goal for each event because that's what this is about. We said, hey, we, you know, hopefully we can move enough toilets to save 1 million gallons. You know, on an annualized basis. And when all was said and done, we moved enough to save 7 million gallons of water. So people are definitely, yep.
So do you plan on expanding this to other parts of California as far as this campaign, this effort's concerned?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we've already gotten really positive feedback from a lot of other utilities in the state. Again, like I said, a lot of them have done these programs in the past, so it's not something that's new to them, and they know that it works. So we've been in many conversations and had many communications, not only with them, but the local Home Depots. We actually have a Facebook page, our Niagara Conservation Facebook page, where we list all those events and publish any of the upcoming dates, so people can go to the Niagara Conservation Facebook page to find out more about that. One of the other things that we're doing as well in conjunction with Home Depot is just for attending the event, you're entered to win a $100 Home Depot gift card, and you're also entered to win a free toilet and installation. So there's a couple of prizes as well for people just for attending and liking our Facebook page.
Okay, excellent. And by the way, just for my own curiosity, why did you guys call this thing a stealth toilet? I want to find it.
Yeah, it's funny because we went round and round and round with the name, and we were trying to think of something that was conveying technology, power, but that was also quiet, because a lot of these toilets that use air and use force are loud. They're like an airplane bathroom, or sometimes you stay at a hotel and you flush the toilet and it'll wake up the guests in the next room next to you. So we thought, stealth, because stealth's powerful, it's technology, but it's also quiet and undetectable. So that's kind of the motto we had for this product, because it does the job, it saves the water, but you don't really realize that it's doing that. It's just efficient technology. You're not really doing with less, or having less of an experience. If anything, a lot of people have said that it performs better than their older inefficient toilets. So we came up with that name, and it stuck, and a lot of people liked it, and I think it really does justice for this technology.
Okay, well, stealth's about dropping bombs too, and I guess that's appropriate to a toilet.
Yeah, I guess so.
Anyway, is there anything else about this product, this event, the way it's going to contribute to water conservation in California that you think is important that we didn't talk about?
Yeah, I mean, again, I think there's over 4.5 million old water guzzling toilets in California alone. And even if you have a 1.6 toilet, like I mentioned before, there's always leaks in those toilets. They got a lot of rubber seals in them. The water, the treated water kind of eats away at those and causes silent leaks. So, it's very important for people, especially in California with the drought situation, to take action and try to upgrade their homes to be more water efficient. These events are really a way for people to take action. I think it's great that the utility, Irvine Ranch Water District, has jumped on board. Home Depot obviously is a wonderful partner in this, and they've gone above and beyond to make these events successful. Even this event that they're having this weekend on Irvine Boulevard, they're going to have a bounce house for the kids. So while the parents are there signing up for the free toilet, the kids can enjoy a bounce house. They'll have food. So we've really made it, a community event and given people a way to really take action. It's a simple and easy thing to do in your home, something like changing out a toilet. And again, I think we have the best available water conservation technology that exists right now for this type of thing, and I think that's why people like the Irvine Ranch Water District and the Home Depot jumped on board with us and said, we like what you're doing and we want to make this a big hit. So we appreciate all their help and support, and, again, I think there's going to be many more of these programs coming up down the road. The information will be on our Facebook page so people can sign up for the event and get the pertinent information, and Home Depot will be carrying this toilet throughout the entire state of California. So like you mentioned, if someone can't make it to an event, they can always just head out to the store and purchase it on their own. And Home Depot actually has a great new program too on their website where you can go on hd.com, purchase the product, and they'll have it delivered to the store within a few days. So if it's not in a local store that you're at for whatever reason, if it's out of stock, they can get one there to you pretty quickly.
Okay, and one other really quick just kind of housekeeping question comes up, and that is, is this something like, for instance, if you've got multiple bathrooms in your home, is this something that you could get two or three toilets under this program, or are you limited to just one?
Yeah, that's a good question, too. I mean, the state program, it limits you to one. Irvine Ranch Water District, I believe, limits you to two. But again, the water savings that you're going to get on your water bill in a lot of cases will pay for the product, even without a rebate, in less than a year in most cities. So it's a great investment. It's a win-win, not only for your pocketbook, but for the climate and the water resources in California.
Excellent. Well, Carl, thank you so much for your time today. I really appreciate it. Good luck with the event.
All right, great. Thanks again.
You take care, sir.
Bye now.